Welcome to a discussion on podcasting and scholastic journalism created by Jane Bannister with assistance from her students in the KRHS Media Program at Ridner High School.
First, what is a podcast?
A podcast is a series of digital files that are made available on the internet for download by subscribers, with new installments received automatically.
Thank you, Danny.
You're welcome.
When I started teaching podcasting, my students didn't want anything to do with it. They felt it belonged to the NPR type, the older generation. We couldn't find examples that talked to them or kept their interest. They asked,
why podcast when I can just watch videos?
It wasn't until we started focusing on personal storytelling.
You don't know me.
You don't know what I'm going through.
Everyone thinks I have a perfect life.
But you don't know my story.
Ridner students share stories of conflict and success, so we can be reminded that we never know what someone is going through. This is You Don't Know My Story, a podcast series by KRHS Media.
That really kicked in for my students. For my boys, they wanted to focus on sport.
It's the scoop!
Scoop!
It's the scoop!
Scoop!
It's the scoop!
Scoop!
Ridner High School, scoop on sports.
So we developed a system for podcasting by focusing on obsessions. Listeners are focused on what interests them, so why not allow students to be creators of content that registers within themselves? Meet Reese.
Reese Sherman, 12th grade.
Reese is a part of our Ridner News Division that focuses in on current events happening around school.
As we know, Halloween is right around the corner, and me, Reese Sherman, wants to know what it means to our Ridner students. First up is sophomore Amon Oaks with why he does.
I asked Reese, what advice would you give to the new students trying to podcast?
Me personally, I would recommend getting the interviews first, like if you're, you know, putting interviews in your podcast, just because that ends up helping you say what you need to say on the podcast. Also, like, helps you with introductions and outros and things like that. So me personally, getting the interviews first and then putting it all together makes it easier for me.
For those students who need a challenge, we take a more investigative approach.
I'm Hispanic.
I'm Black.
I'm white.
I'm mixed.
I'm Asian.
And I'm Kalen Hogan. This is what Ridner is made of, a podcast examining the various cultures in the Ridner School District.
Deeper issues such as race, culture, or gun control allow our students to take a look at all the factors affecting their own lives.
My name is Israel Randon. I was born in Atlanta, Georgia. However, my mom was born in Mexico. My mom first came to this country when she was 16. She came to the United States because she wanted to have a better life.
Meet Israel Randon, whose podcast, Living Hispanic in America, had this to say about podcasting.
Do your research before you start writing. Also, I would say you can do anything on a podcast. You can explore new ground. You can just elaborate on ideas that you have and more.
I'm Matt Magruder, and this is Coach Talk. I'm here with your head volleyball coach, Ellen Kemp.
Man is a perfect example of a beginner podcaster in our class.
Script out your questions. Try to make it seem more like a conversation instead of like a robotic.
I asked him, what is the hardest part about getting started?
Probably cutting. That's probably the hardest part to me, is cutting and making everything sound like efficient.
Thanks to the KRHS Media students for lending their advice about how to podcast. I'm Jane Bannister with Ridner High School. Thanks for listening.